Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be looking at something I bet you've seen a million times, but maybe you never really thought much about. It's the USDA food pyramid. You know the one, right? All the grains on the bottom and like the tiny little sliver of fat at the top. We're going to be checking out a video called The Food Pyramid by Mrs. Media. And this thing is way more complicated than you might think. So to kick things off, I think it'd be great to get a little background on where this pyramid even came from.
So this whole thing kind of goes back to the 1960s with Senator George McGovern. He had this committee on nutrition. And at first, they were all about tackling malnutrition in America,
Yeah, makes sense.
which, you know, sounds pretty straightforward, right? But get this, by the mid-70s, they were already shifting their focus. They started to think about how to fight obesity through, you know, recommending different diets, like suggesting people eat less fat and more carbs.
I mean, less fat should mean healthier people in theory.
No. Well, that was the idea anyway. But kind of ironically, obesity rates in the US actually tripled.
Tripled.
Yeah, tripled since those recommendations from the McGovern report came out. And here's the even crazier part.
What's that?
The government is still pushing those guidelines pretty hard,
Really?
even though lots of dietitians have been saying there are problems with them for years.
So that's pretty concerning. So if those recommendations weren't really working out, why do they even bother making the food pyramid?
Good question. Well, this is where a guy named Surgeon General C. Everett Koop comes in. He saw that, you know, the existing guidelines weren't really doing what they were supposed to. So he started thinking, what if we try something like the anti-smoking campaign?
Oh, interesting.
You know those really powerful ads and simple messages that actually got people to quit smoking? He wanted to try something similar for dietary advice.
Oh, wow. So you're saying the food pyramid, like the thing that's supposed to help us eat healthy, was inspired by the anti-smoking campaign? That's kind of a crazy connection.
It's pretty wild, right? But that's exactly what happened. Koop really wanted to make dietary advice simple and memorable.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
No, not at all. And that's how we got the food pyramid in 1982. It was super easy to understand, and everybody recognized it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, pretty much everyone's seen it at some point.
But all that simplicity had a downside, too.
Oh, I bet. Simplifying stuff can sometimes oversimplify it. And in the video, they talk about how fat kind of became the bad guy without really explaining the difference between good fats and bad fats, right?
Instead of, you know, explaining all the details, they just slapped a big fats avoid at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that basically launched this whole low-fat craze in the 90s. Suddenly, everything had to be fat-free.
I remember those.
Like it was the ultimate goal of healthy eating or something. But the problem was a lot of those fat-free products were loaded with sugar-refined carbs, even trans fats, to make up for the taste and texture.
Wow, so they were taking out the fat and replacing it with even worse stuff.
Pretty much. And there was even a report back in 1988 that encouraged food companies to start using fat-free labels.
Seriously?
And by 1990, it was mandatory.
Wow, that's wild. So not only did they oversimplify the message about fat, they might have actually made things worse by pushing these so-called healthy foods.
It's definitely something to think about. And it wasn't just fat either. They did the same thing with carbs.
Really?
They just lumped all carbohydrates together. But there's a huge difference between the complex carbs you get in whole grains and veggies and the simple carbs that are in processed foods and sugary drinks. But the pyramid didn't explain any of that.
Man, it's kind of crazy how something that seemed like a good idea could end up having all these unintended consequences.
It is.
So, what do you think is the biggest takeaway from all this? Like, what should people keep in mind when they're trying to figure out what to eat?
You know, I think the most important thing is to remember that no single source of information about food is perfect. Even if it seems official or everyone's using it, like the food pyramid shows, even guidelines with good intentions can end up causing problems.
Definitely.
So be a critical thinker. Do your research, talk to health experts, figure out what really works best for you personally.
Yeah, that's great advice. And hey, it's something we try to do here at Think and Act Locally too, right? Encourage folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena to think for themselves about the stuff that affects their lives.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, if you're digging these deep dives and finding them helpful, you can support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Awesome.
We really appreciate all your support. All right, thanks for joining us for this surprisingly complex look at the USDA food pyramid.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It definitely makes you think twice the next time you see it. Until next time, keep learning and stay curious.
Sounds good.
And to our listeners in Deer Park LaPorte and Pasadena TX, if you find value in exploring these kinds of everyday topics, please consider supporting our work at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. We appreciate you. Until next time, keep learning and stay curious.